Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. In the kitchen.
Is Uncle Archie still asleep?
Yeah, but I'm gonna wake him up in a minute, and I'm fixing him a real treat. Breakfast in bed. Well, it ain't really breakfast, it's brunch. That's breakfast when you're late. I better not bother you. You do your homework, and I won't say another word.
Okay, what are you studying?
Stephanie looks up from her textbook.
Asian. That's an interesting country. Asia's not a country, Aunt Edith. It's a continent.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if you was right.
Ma! I'll hold the door open for you.
Oh, thank you.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey.
Carrying the breakfast tray, Edith squeezes by Archie on the stairs. They both stop and slowly turn to face one another.
Well, go right ahead. It'll be a lovely surprise for
you. You can eat it here.
Breakfast in bed, Edith. You know that I wouldn't eat breakfast in bed the longest day I live. There's only two things you're supposed to do in bed, and one of them's sleep.
What's the other one?
Having a headache. Why ain't you in school?
School's over today.
Oh, yeah. Did you salute the flag today?
Yes.
Well, you didn't say prayers in class, huh?
No.
See, I knew that. See what the world is coming to hear. What did you do in school?
We studied Asia.
You see that? Nothing about God. They waste time studying about some dopey little country in the back of nowhere that don't mean nothing to nobody.
Asia is a continent.
I don't know all about it, either. And it's full of a lot of godless commie gooks.
Edith's mouth falls open, and she knits her brow.
Oh, Archie.
They're not godless. Most people in Asia believe in Buddha.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. You know what's got the world in the shape it's in today? Buddha, the Pope, Marx, and Lemons.
Finish your homework, Stephanie.
She runs to the kitchen.
Now, look at this. I ain't got time even to eat around here, Edith. I gotta go. Wouldn't you think maybe sometime I'd bring you my breakfast in bed? Gotta get down to the bar. Harry and me is hiring a waitress today. If we don't find somebody this afternoon, we're gonna be in big trouble tonight.
Well, why did Boom Boom quit?
Well, her boyfriend, you know, he got out of the slammer. And he wants her to live with him at least until he gets caught again.
Have your brunch.
Well, that's okay. You save it for later, you know? For my brupper.
Archie hurries out the front door. Soon after, he meets Harry at the bar.
Well, you got one hell of a nerve, hiring a guy all by yourself. Jeez, when I think of them two weirdos you nearly hired before we got Boom Boom.
That was only weird to you.
That'd have been weird to Dracula. One of them looked like a big, mean bird, and the other one looked like a little, mean dog.
Well, the one I hired looks like that.
An attractive woman with blonde curls appears.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Hey, listen, you know, I really like to talk to the help myself, you know, before they...
They gaze at each other.
Archie?
Please?
Used to know each other?
Sort of.
Oh, Denise.
Oh, hey.
You didn't forget.
She hugs him.
No, Denise, no, no, I didn't forget nothing. No, I mean, how could I forget that night?
He thinks back to the night he danced with Denise in her apartment. He gazes at her face, framed by her long blonde hair. They lean in close and kiss. They slowly pull apart.
Holy gee.
He kisses her again. In the bar.
Well, I guess it's true what they say. It's a small world, huh?
It's a small world, Archie.
You changed, huh?
Oh, I changed my hair, yeah.
Used to know each other.
Yeah, it's the hair you changed, yeah. But you know, I don't remember what color it was. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Neither do I.
You don't remember.
She flirtatiously pats his cheeks and rubs his chest.
Hey, where did you two meet?
Archie glares.
Harry, why don't you put some of that blue stuff in the toilets?
I already did.
Oh, I know something you ain't already did.
What?
Get the hell out of here. Well, Denise, come on, sit down, sit down, sit down.
Yes, I mean,
you know, like you say, huh? Take the load off, huh? Yeah. Harry, don't stand there giving me the orphan annies, huh? Just get lost.
He walks away.
Well, I heard Kelsey's became Archie's, but I never dreamed that you were the Archie.
Oh, yeah. I'm not he. I'm him. Well, whoever.
So, I guess I'm working for you, huh?
Yeah, well, Denise, I don't know.
Oh, hey, Archie. Please don't think that what happened, you know, between us.
What didn't happen between
that's
us.
That's right. I really need the job. So, if it wouldn't, you know, bother you.
No, what the hell? I ain't gonna bother you. No, that's a rule. Hey, we're grown up people here, you know. I count myself an adult, and you an adulteress.
Her eyes widen.
So, whatever happened back then, I mean to say, what didn't happen back then, that ain't got nothing to do with what's happening now. Huh?
She shakes her head, unconvinced.
No, we're being very...
mature.
Mature.
Yeah.
She touches his arm.
You're still awful sweet, Archie.
Why? Some things never change, huh?
Oh, I love you, Archie. Oh.
She kisses his cheeks.
I love you.
They find themselves face to face with her arms around his neck.
Hey, Denise, maybe you hadn't ought to, you know, do these here things to me, you know?
He moves her hands away.
Yeah. You love your wife.
Yeah, I'm scared of her, too.
Guy like you?
Well, I am.
She continues to stroke his arm.
Denise,
he sets her arm away.
I wonder if I could ask you to do me a favor.
Oh, sure, Arch.
Well, nothing like that. Come over here, huh?
He hurries to the cash register.
See, I tell you, I didn't eat nothing today because I was in a hurry getting over here. So,
he pulls out some cash.
Could you just run down to the corner to the bakery there, pick me up a prune Danish there and a container of black coffee?
You got it, Arch.
She pats his cheek.
While you're there, Denise, you pick up some for yourself, huh? They got some of them delicious sugary bear claws down there.
Oh, hey, I like those.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Arch. I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, I'll see you in a minute there. Yeah. Hey, and thank you, Denise. Oh, my God.
When she leaves, Archie leans forward and holds his face.
My 2 cc's and soda?
Yeah, honey.
Thanks, Harry.
Archie catches Hank staring at Denise.
I can't help it, Arch. Now, that's a great waitress. And a swell personality.
Good looking, too.
They all turn to a customer in dark glasses sitting at the bar.
How did you know that, Mr. Van Rensselaer?
I got good ears.
Very true.
Edith arrives.
Hey, Arch. Look who's here.
I'm dead.
Archie winces.
Hi, Edith.
Then runs to the door.
Edith, come here.
I see you hired a waitress.
Oh, well, no, Harry hired her.
Oh, yeah. She's very pretty.
Yeah, come over here, Edith. Come over here, yeah. Pretty, huh? Well, I don't know. See, I've been so busy running around here doing things that I ain't had a chance to look at nothing.
Denise walks by.
There's something very familiar about her.
Oh, no. She ain't familiar. She's as cold as ice.
She looks like somebody I've seen somewhere.
Yeah, well, that could be. They tell me she lives kind of close.
Where?
Archie spins Edith to keep her from facing Denise.
You're making me dizzy.
I'm just trying to make you feel at home, Edith. Now, sit down. Yeah, go ahead. No, don't sit down. Geez, what are you doing here?
You said that you might be in big trouble, I come down to help out.
Yeah, well, as you can see, we already hired a waitress here, so we don't need you. So why don't you take a run home? No, hold it. Stand here.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, now go.
Denise moves away from the door.
Why?
Because who's taking care of the kid, huh?
Sybil Gooley,
that's terrible. A Sybil Gooley, she could teach that child anything.
Like what?
Well, how to be ugly.
Oh.
Edith, go home.
No, I don't want to. I want to sit down here and relax and have a ginger ale.
This is a terrible thing, yeah. All right, Edith. All right, you just sit here and relax. Have a ginger ale. Now, just sit here, see? Now, don't stare at nobody. Just look off in the distance there.
Yeah. He turns her toward the corner, then hurries to Hank and Denise.
Hey.
Denise,
yeah. Hey, being it's your first night on the job, how would you like to knock off early?
Oh, no, Arch, the tips are great.
She gets back to work.
This is a terrible thing here. Oh, Mr. Van Rensselaer, can we do anything for you?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, swell.
Archie waves a hand in front of his face. Nearby, Denise approaches Edith.
Oh, hello.
Can I get you anything?
Archie's mouth drops open, and he hits his head on the beer tap.
No, thank you. I'm being waited on. My husband is getting me a ginger ale.
Your husband?
Yeah, Mr. Bunker. Archie. I'm Mrs. Bunker. Edith. I hope you're gonna like it here.
Well...
Don't let Archie bother you. He barks, but he don't bite.
I know.
What is your name?
Denise.
Denise, that's a pretty name. Why don't you sit down?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, come on. Sit down and talk a little. I have an Aunt Mildred who loves the name Denise. She named her first baby Denise before she was born. But when she was born, she turned out to be a boy. So they couldn't name her Denise. So the family had to think of a boy's name that sounded like Denise.
I'll bet they called him Dennis.
No, Charlie. There already was a Dennis in the...
She stares at Denise.
Oh.
Edith glances across the bar.
Oh.
You're the one.
Mrs. Bunker, no matter what you think, nothing ever happened between Archie and me.
I know.
I only saw him that one night.
Yeah, he told me.
And all we did was have one little dance.
Yeah, I know. And two little kisses.
Denise presses her lips together. Behind the bar, Harry finds Archie cupping his ear.
Come over there, they're talking. And I bet they're talking about me. I blame this on you.
Don't blame it on me.
Am I supposed to blame it on me, a cotch? Hey, Mr. Van Rensselaer. Do me a favor, will you tune in on them two over there? Tell me what to say.
The waitress said all you could do was dance.
What did my wife say?
She said she knows.
Mrs. Bunker, I think your husband is a wonderful man, and I like him a lot.
Likewise, I'm sure.
But liking him doesn't mean that I have any romantic feelings for him.
Oh, that's good.
But I'm gonna leave anyway.
Oh, you don't have to.
I can get another job, easy. And I think it'd be better for everybody if I left right now.
Edith considers, then nods.
Denise, I'm very glad I met you. Because I've always wanted to thank you.
Why?
Ever since that time, Archie and me have been closer than ever. Thank you.
Denise hangs her head, then smiles. Turning toward the bar, she tucks her notepad into her apron and approaches Harry.
Hey, Arch, could I see a minute?
He steps out from behind Harry.
Hey, old blue eyes.
I've decided to leave.
Oh, Edith said something to you, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, she's been swell. It just wouldn't work out. It'd be too rough on me to stay here.
Oh, yeah, I perfectly understand that. But ain't it gonna be rough on you leaving me? Quitting your job.
Oh, I'll be all right. After all, we're being very,
mature.
They turn to Van Rensselaer.
Yeah, mature. Thank you very much, Mr. Van Rensselaer.
Still awful sweet, Archie.
He gestures awkwardly for her to stop. Denise heads to the coat rack. She gathers her things, then leaves the bar. Watching her go, Edith takes a deep breath.
Here's your ale there, Edith, darling.
Thank you.
Listen, I gotta tell you, I'm really very sorry that you had to bunk into that girl. But don't worry. Ain't gonna happen no more. I let her go. Yeah, I had to, eat it. God, she's so stuck on me. You know, she used to work in Manhattan. And now she come out to Queens to work with me. You know? Jesus. It's like Chloe. Through the black of night, you know, I gotta go where you are. Yeah.
If it's wrong or right, I gotta go where you are.
Yeah. Archie mimes cutting with scissors.
As long as you understand it, you don't have to sing it, dear.
I understand. And I ain't gonna think about it no more. It's like you always say,
what was, and what is, and what's gonna be is gonna be, and now is. So we ain't gonna worry about what's gonna be, and we're gonna forget about what was.
When did I say that?
Oh, when we got rid of the roaches.
You're a pip, you know that? You are a real pip.
They share a kiss. Then Edith raises her glass.
No time for refreshment now, Edith. See, the customers here, they're all drying out from all of this here emotion. Now you said you come down here to work.
Oh,
so let's work. Right. Let's shake your tail for them, Edith, huh? Yeah. Thanks, Lord, you relieved my pain.
Wincing, Archie rubs his head.
Oh, Lord. Thou givest with one hand and taketh away with the other.
He flops forward onto the table. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Milt Josephsberg and Phil Sharp. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Janice Page, Denise. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Danny Dayton, Hank. Bill Quinn, Mr. Van Rensselaer. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.